What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
Sally, from Ageing Gratefully, it's nice to have you in once again.
Lovely to be back. Thank you.
And for the final time this year.
Oh,
seems weird saying that.
It does, doesn't it?
Where has the year gone?
Exactly.
It's been great chatting to you. And we're going to wrap up today with some more great information from you, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. Well, I thought we'd maybe go back over some of the things that we have spoken about. And we actually started the year with lessons from lockdown.
Yes.
Because yeah, actually, right. 98.5 put out a fantastic newsletter, and that's what really sort of sparked that thought,
yeah, right.
The lessons from lockdown, because there's always something to be learned in everything. So I think they were patience. That was a big lesson.
Wasn't it? And probably still is, to be honest.
I think so.
Patience.
Oh my goodness.
Still, you know, that's one area I'm still working on.
Yeah, me too.
You just reminded me. I love it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Patience.
And then we moved on to gratitude as self-care. That was a big topic, I think, because I think we underestimate the power of being grateful and how that brings us into the present moment. Because another topic we had was about living intentionally a bit later in the year.
That's right.
And they link up really well, because when we become more present, we it helps us to overcome the anxiety and worry about the future and any regret from the past. It helps us to become a little bit more intentional in the moment. And that gratitude as self-care actually helps us to appreciate what we have now. And gratitude always sort of makes us feel like it's enough.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
So that was quite a big topic as well.
And being grateful, it really just changes your focus, doesn't it?
It really does.
As we've talked about throughout the year, but it's good to talk about it again.
Yes.
As we're finishing up the year.
Yes, it's always a good reminder, because it's something that we actually need to intentionally think about, and we don't just do it once. It's bringing that grateful heart into the moment continually, and we all, you know, sort of need to be reminded and do it on a continual basis.
Indeed.
It's not a one-off thing to do.
Daily.
So, yeah, exactly. And then one of the big ones, which I know you really enjoyed, was the rethinking of retirement.
Yes, love that.
Yeah, that whole portfolio life idea, and the fact that retirement is considering retirement as a stage of life rather than an end, because I think that's what we discussed as being the sort of negative connotation around retirement, that it's almost like you feel like that's an ending.
Yeah, that's right.
Whereas actually it's just a new stage. It's just a transition.
That's right. Retirement isn't on my plans at all. I'm not retiring.
No, I know you're not.
I'll probably change what I'm doing, but retirement, I just don't get it.
No.
But that's just my thinking. I just couldn't comprehend retiring, and then just what would I do?
Yes, and I think that's the problem with the actual word. I think the word retirement has got so much negativity wrapped around it for many people. I mean, there are people that actually can't wait for that, but I would like to suggest that those people have actually got things they've got planned for it. So, you know, they've actually decided on what it is that stage of their life is going to look like. So really in their minds, retirement isn't an end altogether, but it is actually, they are seeing it as the gateway to this new stage in life. And I think that's actually the healthiest way to look at retirement, recognize that we're moving into this new stage.
Indeed.
And that we can choose how it looks.
Exactly. And we're all different, right?
Exactly.
I'm on my way. That was the Proclaimers. In fact, you are on 98.5 weekdays with Mike. Sally Hewitt's in the studio with me from Ageing Gratefully. We're asking the question this morning. I've got plenty of prizes to give away as part of the 12 days of Christmas. What are you grateful for? Let us know via the text line 0429 985 985. Good morning, Julia from Parkerville. Julia says, I'm incredibly grateful for my chocolate Labrador, Ruby. She brings me so much joy and is great company. There we go, Julia. How
yes,
good's that?
Yes, exactly. I can appreciate that. I have dogs. They bring me a lot of joy too. I'm very grateful for them.
I thought that was going to be food at first. I'm grateful for chocolate. And then I read Labrador alongside of it. I'm thinking, okay.
Yes.
Good on you, Julia.
Oh, beautiful.
Now keep them coming in, 0429 985 985. What are you grateful for? It's been a good year. We've talked about so much this year.
Yes,
and
we
some
have.
Really, really good things. And things that we can just keep talking about. Sally,
yes,
because
yes.
As you mentioned earlier, they're not just a one-off, and that's it, we've spoken about it. It's continual.
It is. Mm. It absolutely is. And, of course, another one that we had was resilience, which we've all really had to lean into. Well, the whole world has had to lean into these last few years. And we discussed that fabulous book by Sheridan Voysey.
That's right.
Yes, and you know how Jesus called everybody for the Sermon on the Mount, and how that really showed us how he spoke about resilience through that. Mm. Very good book that, yeah. So highly recommend that for people. And then we came back to, again, the whole living intentionally, that was not so long ago when I remember driving in. I still remember it, the driving in and seeing the city skyline and it bringing me into the present moment encouraging us to get off of autopilot and to become a little bit more present. And in that way, we can take a little bit more control of time, because let's face it, the year has gone so quickly again. Yeah. And it's only through, you know, making ourselves become present that we can feel like we have a little bit of control. And we can do that now with the few weeks that are left. We can decide to not let all the Christmas energy and frenzy spin us out of control, so that we feel like we get to the end of the year and wonder where these next few weeks have gone. Try and rein it in and become present.
It's easily to get distracted, isn't it?
So easy. There are so many distractions, and this time of the year, of course, becomes very busy. And I think we really have to be intentional not to get caught up in the general energy of Christmas. It's beautiful. You know, if you can, you tap into that really beautiful energy, but sometimes we can lose sight of that and get caught up in just the frenzy of it, which is sort of not as healthy.
Add stress.
Oh,
get overwhelmed.
Yes, exactly. And that's not what it's all meant to be about. And life's not meant to be about that. But we do, unfortunately, all get caught in that. And that's why being intentional. And I spoke about writing a gratitude journal at the end of the day, because that tends to help you to focus on what has actually happened in the day.
Yeah.
And even writing down the things that you feel didn't work for you during the day, that's really good to get it out of your head and onto paper. And it's quite surprising then down the track how you can go back and reread it. And you can often find things that you have learned from it, or something that you'll be able to pull out of it that you can be grateful for, because that's really the whole nature of gratitude. Mm-hmm. And of course, that then brings us to what we were talking about during the radiothon, the way that hope is absolutely encapsulated in gratitude, the grace that's in there, you know. And that is something that's so important for us to really tap into.
Sally, we'll take a break. Was it three things you suggested? Find three things you are grateful for.
No,
but three is a good number.
It is, and you know what? If you're struggling to find three, one is enough, and then just go into detail.
Love it. Mm. We'll take a break. I've got one on my list already. I'm grateful for you coming in today.
Oh, well, I'm grateful to be here, I can tell you. Thanks, Mike.
I've just got to find two more now. I don't think it's going to be too hard. On 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Sally Hewitt's with me from Ageing Gratefully. Getting lots of messages coming through, Sally. Janine from Bertram says, morning, God is good. I'm grateful for my job and this beautiful day with all its blessings. Good on you, Janine. And also, hopefully I've pronounced your name correctly there, Janine. And also, we've got more coming through. We've done that one. Josh and Sally from Armidale, I'm grateful for my new baby coming in the new year.
Oh, how exciting.
How exciting is that? Yeah. That was from Josh. Josh, we've got a we've got a prize for you, Josh. And also Christine from Gooseberry Hill says, I'm grateful. I celebrated my 50th birthday on the weekend. I don't like getting older, but so blessed with a beautiful family and friends. You know what, Christine? And also Josh, you're our winners this morning. You've won a family pass to station sponsor Ghostbusters. Don't you love that? 50th birthday.
Love it.
Happy
birthday. There is a lady that is counting her blessings and not her years. She is aging gratefully.
Can you say, I like the way you said that. Can you say that again?
She's counting. She's counting her blessings and not her years.
Yes. I love that. That's a great one-liner there. And just to finish off today, Sally.
So if we look at gratitude, and it's broken into the three categories of acknowledgement of the gift that's given, acknowledgement of the goodness of the giver, and the recognition that the gift is unearned. And really, that sums up the grace and gratitude, and that is the story of Christmas, isn't it?
So simple.
It really, really is. And you know, Christmas is a time of hope, but it is also a time that is quite challenging for some people. And there'll be listeners, you know, who have perhaps lost a loved one and this is their first Christmas. They might have lost their job or be made redundant and they've got Christmas coming. Or it could be that with all the travel restrictions, they're unable to be with their family. And so all of these sorts of things, an occasion like Christmas can be very challenging. And I think it's important for us to acknowledge that. And I also think it's important for the people that feel like that, that they acknowledge it for themselves and that it's okay to feel sad or, you know, have those less than joyous feelings around that. But I think the secret for them is to not stay there, to acknowledge it and to give themselves permission to acknowledge it. That's really important because all our feelings are valid. It's really important that. But Christmas, if we can really lean into the meaning and the hope at Christmas, the fact that God has given us his son, you know, it's totally unearned. Totally unearned, and that the grace in attitude, in the grace in gratitude, gives us this hope, this trust, this sustained optimism that we can bring into this time of the year, and let's all really focus on that being, you know, our Christmas, regardless of how we are actually coming into Christmas. Just remember that hope.
Wow. Sally, that's you summed that up rather well, and what a beautiful way to finish our conversations for this year.
Thank you.
Really, we just want to thank you for coming in over the last 12 months. It's been an absolute joy having a conversation with you, and look forward to catching up in the new year.
Yeah, and Mike, thank you so much for having me, and I just would like to extend my thanks also to all the listeners for the feedback and the interaction. Yeah. I have really, really appreciated that, so thank you, and I do look forward to seeing you in the new year very much.
So good, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Good on you, Sally.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.